Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
You know we need them, yeah. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I was ready today, and then somebody walked in.
Yeah, you got a
off the street,
right?
Oh,
off the street.
You never know.
You never know when Jay Merle's going to show up. What's going on, Jay?
It's all good, and I've been missing you guys big time.
We've been missing you too, and you know, I want to talk today about an article that you sent here recently. And it's interesting. The article was written by a fellow by the name of Andy Murph, I think it was, from a publication called Illumination. And, you know, some things only make sense as you age a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
Yeah, you're going with that?
Is that some form of hindsight?
And Andy.
Well, you could call it hindsight. I might call it the crystallization of wisdom, okay?
Ooh, I like that.
How about that?
I like that a lot. So, Andy Murphy is his name. Andy Murphy is his name. And he's proposing 12 contradictions in life that only actually make sense with age. And he says even Albert Einstein agreed with one of these. We'll talk about which one that is when we, you know, when we get there.
Sound like a plan.
Yeah. How, you know, when we start out in life, a lot of us, you know, think, well, and I raise my hand on this. Well, there's just one way, right?
Right. Well, and we start off with black and white thinking, right? Like we have to grow into the ability to have some form of abstract thought, or also the idea of both and.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's that's hard to walk with those contradictions, and yet life itself may be one big contradictions, at least according to, you know, to physics. Life is made up of 0.00001% matter,
right?
And then the rest of it
is empty space.
Energy and
we're not really sure what's in there. Yeah.
So we're gonna delve into that today, and we appreciate you being here. We appreciate our sponsors making it all possible: the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies too, and SRT Sales Training. Back in a moment. Contradictions in life that make sense as you age.
Hell.
welcome in to your daily dose of Radio Rehab. We call it Strategies for Living, and glad you're here. All right. Now, look, we were just talking about, the contradictions in life and this thing. You know, they say, what, 0.00001% matter and 99.99999% energy.
Right.
But if you hit me over the head,
it hoits.
The last time Jay hit me with a great big old stick.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Yeah, it hurt. Yeah. It hurt. So yeah. You can tell me all day long, Lauren. You can tell me all day long. Well, it's just energy, David.
Right.
You know, but what's the deal?
And it's just sensation.
It's just energy.
You're the one who labels it as pain.
Well, it's not going to make my headache
away,
though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so life is full of those kinds of contradictions. And we want to talk about some of those today. You know, we think there's one way. It turns out there may be more than one. There may be a number of ways. And there's some of these life contradictions that you can only learn with age, right? So one of the first ones we can throw out is growth happens slowly and then all at once. The Chinese bamboo tree is an example of this. So the Chinese bamboo tree, you can barely see it for the first 5 years of its life. And because what's happening is it's building roots. This extensive root system.
Yes.
And, of course, that's all underground. And then it explodes. Jonathan and Maggie, my son and daughter-in-law, when they lived here in Shreveport, had some bamboo growing in the backyard. And, man, you talk about it. And I don't know. They bought that when they bought the house that they used to live in. The bamboo was already there. But, man, it was way on up in the air. And that happens. That happens within 6 weeks. Now, how does that relate? Well, our professional and personal growth oftentimes follows a similar kind of trajectory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's oftentimes where we feel in the midst of growth, we feel like nothing's happening or, you know, nothing's really changed, right? And then one day, you know, something may happen that used to trigger you and you respond differently. And I mean, that's that flip from, you know, you've really been steadily working on that over time. But then all of a sudden you recognize, oh, whoa, look how far I've come.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I intuitively knew how to handle situations that previously baffled me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Another one is that it's very hard to get things done with force. Now, you know, this does kind of contradict a lot of the things that we've been taught, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, that you gotta put effort into it. You gotta put, you know, to get things done.
Hard work.
Exert force.
Push that square peg into that round hole.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes the most argumentative people rarely persuade anybody to do anything meaningful. But persuasive people don't argue. What persuasive people do is they observe, they listen, they ask thoughtful questions. And by doing that, it's inspiring others
to think,
to live a life of curiosity.
Gee, what's
and
that a model for? What do we?
Yeah.
What is that similar to?
Yeah.
Oh, counseling.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You know, it's a matter of showing people how to be instead of telling them how to be.
Don't you should on people.
No.
And I would add acceptance to that, because in your quiet listening and validating and then offering different solutions.
Yeah.
There's an underlying tone of acceptance, which allows for growth to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Because we know what we resist persists.
Right.
And in fact, often
we're told
worse.
That over and over and over. And yet, when a task gets put in front of us, you know, what do we do?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We gotta try to force it. We gotta try to work.
Yeah. And that's something, I mean, I'll raise my hand. That's something that I've learned over time, because I can remember, you know, during a lot of my school years, really just head, you know, plunging, like torturing myself to get to the deadline, right?
Yeah.
And over the years I've learned, wow, it's so much easier if I take care of me first and relax into it and just allow it to happen.
Yeah. One of my very favorite authors, and you know, I got to interview him here on Strategies. He was a life strategist just like you, Jay. Dr. David Hawkins wrote a wonderful book called Power versus Force.
Yeah.
And he wrote a lot of other books followed up after Power versus Force, because he developed a very thought-provoking map of consciousness, and really, you know, life all comes down to
our
consciousness.
Level of consciousness, yeah.
But one of the things that he does in that original book, where he's, you know, putting forth the map of consciousness, and he's talking about the level of consciousness that is most pervasive in all the world, it is a consciousness that tells us, oh, you got to, if it's to be, you got to force it.
Mm-hmm.
But true power, which only happens according to you know, his theory, as we move up the levels of consciousness toward enlightenment, you know, that's power.
Yeah.
That's true power.
True power is quiet, and it's within. And,
yeah.
it's acceptance based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's been my experience that if I'm faced with some difficulty or something that I have to work through and accomplish, it's the case that I often, instead of jumping in there, you know, flailing and you know, working it. And
right.
It's amazing to me how sometimes, if I give it some time, mm-hmm. thoughts come.
Yeah.
And sometimes the problem reconfigures itself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, total. Absolutely.
And so I see different ways to approach it. And I actually have had occasion to do this recently. Mm-hmm. And sometimes things just show up.
It's amazing sometimes what shows up.
Yeah, it just
when
shows
you get
up.
Quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And allow.
When and you, allow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you stop the pushing and you stop the shoving and the forcing,
because the first plan is it's going to be, oh my gosh, I've got to drop the atom bomb on this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm going to have to do this. And boy, that's terminal. So I'm going to lose that.
Right.
And these people are going to have this difficulty with this. And so I think of, and this is just the way my brain works, I guess, you know, I think of the things that I've got to do that are used with an axe.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I don't act on that, unless I'm under some, you know, terrible deadline,
right,
I'm usually not.
Yep.
I'll be darned. Sometimes it just has a way of working out, so that it's not so drastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this next one is somewhat related. Working longer hours doesn't get more done. Often, and I think you're touching on this already, Jay, that often it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, that it takes, and it takes years. This is where the aging comes in. Sometimes it takes years to master this. it's not the hours you put in your work that counts. It's the work you put in the hours.
Mm-hmm. Contemplation is a form of work.
Yeah,
it is.
That? Okay,
it truly is. And you know, and we still haven't gotten to the Albert Einstein agreement. We'll probably do that next segment. But I'll go ahead and quote something that Einstein said. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here. I won't get his quote exactly right, but he said some of his most profound ideas and theories came about and came to him while he was daydreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. A point, you know, just allowing and relaxing, not forcing, not at his opening. At his blackboard.
What are the mechanics of that, though? Aren't there some mechanics to that?
Sure.
And our subconscious?
It's the flow state.
And how it's always, it's like a computer operating system that's always working that we maybe are unaware of.
Absolutely.
But it's working.
But it is working. Yeah. And our ego mind, what I call the ego, EMOS, the ego mind operating system. Some call it the pea brain.
Yeah, but it's out front, right?
It's out front, and it's the
above
part
the waterline.
It's the part that's convinced I got to go,
right,
do,
right.
do. And yet, you know, sometimes we just need to be, because we're human beings, and it's a given. What you're pointing out is exactly true. It's a given that there's a part of our mind that takes care of so much that we don't have to worry
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
We don't have to worry about blinking our eyes. We don't have to worry about beating our heart, breathing our lungs. That's taken care of. That part of us is on board. And if we just relax and know, okay, that part is handling a lot of stuff, let me just kind of relax and be for a little while. Wonder what'll come. We're talking about things that sometimes it takes a little age. Contradictions in life that only make sense with age. Talking about it today on Strategies for Living. We'll be back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, talking today, considering some contradictions in life. There's a lot of them, as it turns out, that only make sense with age, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Something that I've learned over the years, and it goes along with this, is the idea that paradox precludes truth.
Hmm. All right, unpack that a bit.
I need you to unpack that.
unpack that a bit for...
It went...
Unpack that for the old guys in the room.
Well, so paradox is another way of saying contradiction, right?
Okay,
Or something at
not,
first...
Not two docs in the room. Yeah.
Or
paradox.
Or dachshunds, whatever. So anytime we come across what appears to be a paradox or a contradiction, it often precludes truth, which means that it's an opportunity to see life as it truly is in its whole form.
In the wholeness, yeah.
Yeah, rather than...
Our little bitty piece that we generally...
Challenges convention?
Yeah. It offers an opportunity to...
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
To
open our worlds.
To see the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. To see the fullness.
Because often we get stuck in the world of duality. It's got to be either or.
Black and white. Hot or cold.
Right.
When
in reality, I mean, it's two sides of the same coin often.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Think about it. I mean, we talk about light and darkness.
Right.
There is no such thing as darkness. You can't shine darkness into an area.
You can't measure darkness.
You can't measure darkness.
No.
There's only light
and
the absence of light.
The same is true of heat.
Right.
Right. There's no such thing as cold.
There's just heat and the absence of heat.
Right.
And so when you begin to, and again, this touches on the quantum physics stuff that so many times, at least for me, makes my mind go, you know, but it's what we need to at least give ourselves a chance to consider. and think about. Another contradiction is the things that we fear the most are the things we need to face the most.
Mm.
You know, until you confront your fears. And most people have a fear of some type of public speaking. And they say that's a fear for most people that's stronger than fear of dying, you know. And what is that? That's just the fear of being seen.
Yeah, that's a real problem for you and me, David.
It's always been a problem for you and me, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But when you start to look within, you know, you begin to see that life helps us unfold, and we can be teachers. Life itself is a teacher for us.
Yes.
If I'm open to it. And I, in turn, can be a teacher to others if I unfold to it. And if I, you know, there was a teacher a couple of thousand years ago that talked about, you know, you don't put your light up and then put a bushel basket over it.
Mm-hmm.
You let it shine.
Right.
And I think this is basically what, you know, what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. The things we fear the most are the things we need to face the most.
Yeah, I think it was Jung. I think it's a Jung quote, you know, that says, where your fear is, there is your next task.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there something in treating phobias that the way to overcome a phobia is to...
Exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Gradual exposure therapy.
And you do it systematically, and you do it little by little.
Right,
safely as possible.
Right. The way I like to talk about it sometimes, you often play with C in creative and reactive.
Right.
The one that I like to play with is in scared, right? Whatever scares you, if you see it correctly, if you move the C in scared, it can become sacred.
Ooh, I like that.
So if you move the C and the word scared over to the right, it becomes sacred.
Ah, I like that.
So if you can really see it, whatever scares you, it's actually the most sacred thing that life has to offer you in that moment.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for your growth and becoming.
We talked about Albert Einstein earlier. Einstein said this, "The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein said that. And so that brings about one of these contradictions, doesn't it? Oftentimes the wisest response to any question that might be asked is...
I don't know.
Amen. And, you know, the older you get, the more wisdom that comes on with age, you know, you understand how little of the world any of us truly understand. Life is so much mystery and complexity and magic that it's hard ever to say that I absolutely know what's going on. And accepting that I'll never know helps to cultivate curiosity.
Mm.
You know, and I've said often on this program, if I live to be 120, I keep going up on that age for a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason.
If I want to be a curious student right to the end, you know, because I think that position in life is the position that, you know, keeps us open to continuing to learn things that we don't know. We'll never learn it all.
Right.
Yeah. The next one is turning down opportunities is the best way to create them.
Okay, let's flesh that.
Talk about paradox, huh? It's all about discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sometimes the best thing you can do, you know, I was in radio, and once upon a time, I got fired in radio. I mean, who doesn't?
Just once. What?
But it was the best thing that ever happened, because I don't think I would be sitting here. Either, you know, I don't think I would have ended up going to graduate school.
Sure.
And I don't think I would have ended up doing that. And then that led to this, you know, so look at the circularity of all of that. But I don't think any of that, I'm not sure that any of that would have happened had I not gotten fired.
I got some similar experiences.
Yeah. And, you know, all worked out. I mean, you know, I got fired from the job and hired back a few days later.
Yeah.
But you know, that was, like Paul Harvey said, one day maybe we'll talk about the rest of the story.
It also reminds me of the story of the son of the founder, Baskin-Robbins. Was it John Robbins?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was set to inherit the entire Baskin-Robbins.
He was assured of being a multimillionaire.
And so to most people, that's a huge opportunity.
Sure, sure.
But he turned it down.
Yeah, because he wasn't...
He wasn't on board with what it was doing and the health reasons behind it. And instead, he started his own healthy living foundation.
Yeah.
You know, and
Steve Jobs said, people think focus means saying yes to the thing that you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means say no to 100 other good ideas that there are. You have to pick carefully.
Yep. There are a lot of ways to make money. Pick one that your heart's in, that you are.
And the only way you can do that is discernment. So it's discernment.
Knowing yourself.
Really, the key to yourself. Yes.
That's key, Jay. I think so many of us that's where you have to begin. You have to know who you are in order to know what you want and where you want to go in life.
Yeah.
And what lights your fire.
Yeah. Some of the best ideas come from boredom.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is one that it does take a little aging to accept because... What's one of the things that, you know, when you observe, and I'm not on a high horse here, I'm not criticizing, but we don't do well in our society today with boredom.
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
And he's told this story, so I'm going to use his name and tell you the story. Many, many years ago, probably back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
Me and some other guys from here were working on a job over in Mississippi, and there was a big ice storm.
Yep.
And I remember I gave my friend Johnson Ramsey a ride home from Mississippi, and he tripped. He slipped on his deck and really messed his back off.
Mm.
And he was laid up for several weeks. And while he's being bored laid up, he came up with the idea of developing – a new golf course south of town, starting with some acreage his family owned, and that place is called Southern Trace Golf and Country Club.
Sometimes boredom, you know, stuff, inspiration just strikes out of being bored. How about if we were to schedule bored time into your week?
Do I have to slip and mess my back up?
Yeah, no, yeah, you don't have to do that. Yeah. I don't think your friend Johnson would.
He probably wouldn't want to duplicate that.
He probably wouldn't want to recommend that to you.
That's why you would schedule it so that the universe doesn't force it upon you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay, that's right. Exactly. That's right.
But, I mean, think about how wonderful it is in terms of the world we live in today. And for a lot of us, I mean, it's a luxury that we have these days that comes along with all the things, the internet and AI and all the things that we have access.
We have constant entertainment at our fingertips.
But we can also, you know, we can also relax and we can
turn
also...
Turn off all the noise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so why not be bored?
Yeah, good things can come.
This one kind
I like of, to do that.
This next one kind of relates to one of the earlier ones, but it is nonetheless, it's important to consider... Failing's the best way to succeed. Michael Jordan said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I've missed. Mm. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed.
Mm-hmm.
All successful people know that to succeed, they got to be willing to fail a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, and failure is part of success.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stepping stone.
Yeah. I mean, whoever now hits the most home runs probably is also going to have the most
strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. talking about contradictions, that sometimes we have to put a little aging in to really appreciate and understand. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living with Lauren and with Jay, and we'll be back. You want them? Jay's got them.
You bet.
We call them strategies for living.
Step right up.
We all need them, don't we? Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, talking today about those contradictions in life that sometimes, you know, we need to age a bit before we understand the reality of the situation. Here's one that's a challenge for you and I, Jay. maybe not so much for Lauren, but for you and I, you know, we had to learn this, or maybe we're still learning it. And that is, talking less often means there's more to say.
Yeah, I that's hard for me because,
So
I totally agree.
The opposite of talking, well, is it listening? I guess. And what does listening do? Listening allows us to take in the information, craft our thinking in an ocean of curiosity and intrigue, and then respond with interesting new insights. You brought us, we did a show not too long ago on Epictetus.
Yes.
And some ideas from Epictetus. And he said, we have two ears and one mouth, so we can listen twice as much as we speak.
Yeah,
wise words.
Totally. And learning, you can actually, it's been my experience, you can actually teach yourself to be an active listener.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we talked about this on this program before, and people can tell, I believe, when you're really listening to them and you're present with them.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yes.
And certainly in counseling, that's kind of a requirement.
Yeah.
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 And so I will say this before I decided to pursue this profession. I wasn't as good as I am now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you practice it.
Yeah.
And you get better.
And you look at, oh, well, this is a really good idea. And there's some evidence-based studies that show that. Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's a great thing to learn how to do. Yeah.
Going slow is often the quickest way.
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
The old turtle and the hare, right?
You know, Navy SEALs say slow is smooth, smooth is fast. Mm. So when you're rushing, you know, a lot of times you miss the opportunity and the important things, or you don't do things properly. So you miss things and you're not present. And so it takes a while to realize that slowing down is often the fastest route. Mm-hmm. And even if it is paradoxical, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked a lot about this recently, you know, even with our more recent show, you know, reframing ASAP, right?
Yeah.
The idea that being as slow as possible is actually a more present, intentional,
or as soulful as possible, yeah. Or as soft as possible.
How many times? I'll only speak for myself. How many times have I been in a rush to accomplish something, missed a step,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it ends up costing me multiple of time more to go back and correct what I missed than if I just slowed down a little bit and read the instructions better.
Absolutely,
done it intentionally the first time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I do a little cognitive thing every morning, kind of little brain things, and some of it's English and some of it's math and some of it's memory. And I guess Denisa Walker, you know, got the best of me.
Mm.
So I do this every morning, just to, you know, just at some point early, you know, around the time I have my first cup of coffee. But when I first started doing it, my tendency was to rush to get it done. But, you know, I'm way more accurate if I just pace it, take my time, and relax a bit.
Right.
Yeah. Which, you know, this one, you know, is related. The next one is paradoxical. The best way to make money is to spend money. You know,
prudently.
Yeah. you know, what do you want to accumulate? Well, you may want to make sure you give that, you know, yeah. you give that away.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is kind of related to the idea of attraction and the beliefs you're putting out in the world. Right. So if you're of the mindset that money is meant to be in circulation, right,
yeah.
and that you trust fully that what I give, so I shall
it
receive,
comes back.
It will return to
right.
me.
Right.
You know, that's a practice that of yeah will endow that idea.
Yeah, and then you know we can't get through this without considering the end. You know, and so accepting death is the best way to live.
Mm.
You know, I end every one of these programs and have for years, and it's a reminder for me. You know, people sometimes ask me about it, and I generally say the same thing. I'm really talking to myself. I'm really reminding myself. You know, I say if today were the last day of your life, you mm-hmm. only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting?
Right.
And that's to remind myself that I'm not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might turn the microphone off on the program, and that's it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would be fine with that, because if I've finished the show and I've given that last message, then whoever's listening gets that message.
No,
you know?
It's really it's very thoughtful close.
Yeah, I've lost track of how many years I've been doing it. A long time. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is accepting death is the way to live. Our mortality and us remembering that we are mortal beings physically,
right?
You know, is a reminder that no one's going to get out of this world alive. And so the paradox of death reminds you to live
yeah.
and to live now. You know, why not live before it's too late? You know,
yeah, well, you can't.
Yeah. I mean, so many people say, I'll get to that.
Right.
You know,
someday
I'll retire and I'll get to that. Someday I'll have this much money in the bank and I'll get to that. And, you know, what are we missing out on?
Life.
Life. Yeah.
Living for the now.
Pick something that your priorities vary, but for me, it's enjoying the people that I love
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and being there for them.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do anything more meaningful or profound than that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing this this little article to us. If you want the article, it's written by Andy Murphy, and it's in a publication. It was published in a publication called Illumination. So want to give credit where we give credit to you for finding it and bringing it.
Copied it and sent it to you,
but
because I know what you like.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So the paradoxes of life. Sometimes we've got to live a little bit to be able to really appreciate some of these paradoxes that life holds. We've been talking about them today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Jay Merle, as we have considered some paradoxes of life today, that sometimes you need a little aging on you. But you know, that's the deal. If your mind is open,
right,
you know, you can age. Age is not just a matter of the clock passing or years passing.
It's a matter.
It's also
of
a
wisdom.
Matter of how open your mind is.
Right.
Yep.
And how willing you are to, you know, to assimilate those into truths.
There you go. So, what y'all's takeaway from our time today?
Well, I agree with Lauren, and I'll just say in my case, it required continuing to wake up to be more teachable. I think, you know, I'm in my seventh decade and
a young man.
A mm-hmm. young man. But in this stage of life, one of the types of cognition we keep is, you know, the development of, if we're open to it, some what they call wisdom.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And thank you for being willing to pass some of your wisdom and share with
please.
All of
yes.
us.
Oh, yeah. Please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Such as it is.
Yeah. I wanted to end my wrap up with this because I wanted to find this quote. It's F. Scott Fitzgerald. The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function.
Ooh, I love it. I think that very well summarizes what
it would.
We've talked
about
today. Good stuff.
I wanted to find the full thing.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing,
Ruff, Ruff.
Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too, and SRT Sales Training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For J. Murrow, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.